I want to bring you up to date on some other news happening today. Horse racing's Belmont Stakes begins in just under an hour, and Funnyside is trying to become the first horse to win horse racing's Triple Crown since affirmed in 1978. We're joined now by Mike Watchmaker, who's the national odds maker for the Daily Racing Form, and he's at the track. Welcome.
Pleasure to be with you.
Now, you've picked Funnyside as the favorite in today's race, but I gather that was not the case earlier in the week. What's going on?
Funnyside is the favorite in this race. The only thing that happened earlier this week is he had a workout that was quite fast. So many people thought it might have been too fast for his own good. After all, he is not training for a sprint. He is training for a mile-and-a-half race, a distance that he will probably never have to go as far again for the rest of his life. He's the kind of horse that tends to work fast anyway, and he absorbed the workout, and he's fine, and he's entrenched as a solid, solid favorite.
Now, it's been pretty wet up and down the East Coast today. Can you describe what the track looks like right now?
Yes, the track is, as I speak, is muddy. And it's getting wet. It continues to take a lot of rain. It is sealed, and by sealed, I mean the track is pounded down so that whatever rain hits, it basically rolls off the top of it. So while it looks like a river of slop, the fact of the matter is these horses are running on quite a firm surface underneath.
Does that affect your odds, your odds making here?
Well, no, it doesn't, because the first and second favorites in this race, Funnyside being the favorite, the second choice Empire Maker, have both run well on wet racetracks in the past. The first time they met, they hooked up the Wood Memorial on a wet racetrack, and they were 1-2 in that race, with Empire Maker winning it quite comfortably. And a lot of people feel it's a two-horse race again, and they have both proven to handle a wet racetrack quite comfortably.
I just heard the trumpet playing in the background, signaling one of the earlier races that's getting ready to go.
That's correct.
Horse racing has changed a lot since 1978, when you last had a horse win the Triple Crown. Horse racing's gone through a lot of trouble, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Even more so, the horse has changed. These horses have become much more fragile, and they don't stand up to the training that they used to be able to take. You used to have horses like Affirmed, who was the last Triple Crown winner, run about a dozen times a year, and now when you see a major horse run 12 times a year, it's actually a lot. These horses are more susceptible to injury now, and when a good, sturdy horse like Funnyside comes along, it's actually good for the game.
Public interest has become a little more fragile, too, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. While attendance may be down at racetracks, the fact of the matter is there's never been more money bet on horse racing, and when you get right down to it, it's a betting game. It's just the point of sale has changed. A lot of people don't have to go to the racetrack to get their bets done anymore. They can make their bets on the internet or over telephone wagering accounts and watch the races on TV in their living room.
Mike, can you tell me if you've put any money down on the race today?
Absolutely, I will.
Well?
I like Empire Maker. I have a strong suspicion that he's simply a better horse than Funnyside. I know he was beaten by Funnyside in the Kentucky Derby, but I think he's also a better fit for the mile-and-a-half distance than Funnyside is.
Well, now, come on. You don't believe your own odds?
Well, just because I think the public is going to make Funnyside the heavy favorite doesn't mean I have to bet on him.
Okay. Mike Watchmaker is the national odds maker for the Daily Racing Form, and he's at the press box at Belmont Park. Mike, thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure.